Perhaps just to strengthen this idea of the need to prepare for Rosh Hashanah, the need to prepare for Yom Kippur, is that the Maharil, who is essentially the source of all Ashkenazim and Agam, says that everybody needs to review and to learn the davening, the piyutim, the liturgy, before Yom Tov, in order that it should be something they're accustomed to say when they come to daven. Similarly, you should teach your family members how to daven. Make them feel accustomed with the new brachas of Rosh Hashanah, Malchus, Sechronus, and Shofarus. That in Rosh Hashanah, you're not actually going to have to be showing them how to daven when you're in the middle of davening, because they'll know what to do. But more than that, there's a sefer called Vavei HaAmidim. This is from Rav Shabtzi Sheftel Horovitz, who's the son of the Shlach HaKadosh. Shlach HaKadosh lives, the son of the Shlach HaKadosh lived from 1592 to 1660. And he says something so beautiful. When I was the Av Beis Din in Frankfurt, I made a rule that everyone that was part of our community should make time. I established it as a rule to learn the explanations of the davening, of the piyutim, of the slichas, from the beginning of the year till the end of the year. He made sure that everyone learned about davening. Why? In order that their davening shouldn't just be like people tweeting like birds, twittering away. In order that our davening should go straight up to Hashem, with meaning, with passion, with understanding. Ashrei ish, fortunate, praiseworthy is the person that listens to me and understands the need to delve into their davening, to appreciate the meaning of the words. And if you don't understand it yourself and you're not able to sit and learn the words of davening by yourself, then go and hire someone that can teach you. In order that your davening should go straight up to the highest place when you stand and daven in front of Hashem. How much more so, said the son of Shlach HaKadosh, if you're the chazan. If you're the chazan, you definitely need to know, understand what you're saying. Understand, have kavanah for every single word that comes out of your mouth. Don't worry so much about the tunes. Wonderful as the nigunim are, the most important part of davening is not the tunes, it's the words. He says something very harsh. Vein Sofik Sha'arichas Bakoilus to Arichas Agalus. The more the Chazanim just schlep on with their nigunim, with their tunes, so too the exile schleps on too. He says something very strong about the Chazanim that are just putting on a show, putting on a concert on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Even if the community are enjoying it. Pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, Nasna alai b'kayla. They placed their voice onto me, and I hated them. Al ken senisya. You see from the son of the Shlach HaKadosh, the importance of preparing davening, of understanding our davening. Though it's important to know, that even if we don't get through the whole thing, the Baal Shem Tov said, that even if you don't know anything, even if you don't understand, you're just davening to Hashem because he told us to daven to him, even if you don't know what the words mean. The words themselves are holy and the words clearly go up to Hashem in Shammai. So perhaps that's a safety net for us. There's no question about it. Investing in our davening, working on our davening, makes it a more meaningful and more powerful experience. We spend most of Rosh Hashanah davening. If so, it makes so much sense to learn what the words mean and to use this time we have now to be able to prepare for these great and awesome days.